Hi, I'm Robin.
And I'm Chris. Together we're the Gen X couple.
Hey guys.
Take one. Hello, everyone.
Welcome back. Today, we are diving headfirst into one of my favorite summer traditions, the summer movie blockbusters. For decades, Hollywood has treated us to big-budget, action-packed, popcorn-fueled movies that define our summers. Some of these films become legendary, shaping pop culture for years to come. I almost pulled a Chris. Sorry, you guys. Others, well, let's say that they make a big splash and then sink faster than the Titanic.
So today we're taking a look at the greatest summer blockbusters of all time and the biggest, most cringeworthy flops that left studios crying into their box office reports. So strap in, grab some popcorn, and let's get started.
When was the last time we even went to the movies? I don't even remember.
Yeah.
I know. I feel like we talked about this during one of our earlier podcasts. I forget. It was, I don't even know.
Yeah.
I can't remember. We hardly ever go to the movies. I'm not interested in spending like $20 a ticket and then like an extra $10 on popcorn. I'd rather just wait until it comes out on one of the streaming services and watch it at home, because I don't like going to the movies anymore. So I'm actually like kind of out of date on summer blockbusters.
Yeah.
I have no idea what's even out this summer. What was out last summer? What was out the summer before? I have no idea. I'm like so out of it. I do know there was a Minecraft movie out recently.
Yeah.
But I would hardly call that a summer blockbuster. But anyway, before we jump into the hits and misses, let's define what exactly makes a summer blockbuster. So a summer blockbuster isn't just a movie that comes out in the summer. It's a film that has a huge budget, big stars or an exciting new franchise, massive marketing campaigns, you know, trailers everywhere, toys, fast food tie-ins, you name it. Explosions, special effects, and action sequences that demand to be seen on the biggest screen possible. And finally, a goal to make hundreds of millions at the box office. The tradition of summer blockbusters actually started in 1975 with a little movie you might have heard of, Jaws. Steven Spielberg's masterpiece wasn't just a hit, it changed the way Hollywood made and released movies forever. And from there, we got some of the most iconic summer movies of all time. And of course, we also got some big budget disasters.
So let's start on a high note. These are the summer blockbusters that blew us away, broke records, and became instant classics. Number one, Jaws, 1971. That's the one that started it all.
Got that year totally wrong, though.
1975.
You said 1971.
Oh, 75.
When you re-listen to this, you'll see. But it was 1975, which was also the year of your birth. And because I know how old you are, I can say that that was 50 years ago, which is insane.
It is insane.
I can't believe that movie's 50 years old. That is blowing my mind right now.
But before 1975, summer was actually a dumping ground for movies. Studios assumed people were too busy vacationing, going to theaters, but Jaws changed everything.
Yeah, with thrilling suspense, iconic music, obviously, and terrifying shark attacks, this movie made people scared to go into the water and made Hollywood realize that summer was the season for massive movie releases. At the box office, Jaws made $476 million, which, adjusted for inflation, is over $2 billion today. And fun fact, Universal Studios had a terrible time getting the mechanical shark to work. It kept breaking down, which forced Spielberg to rely on suspense instead of showing the actual shark too much, which ended up making the movie way scarier, if I do say so myself.
And did we talk about that ghost in the filming of Jaws? That person who went missing?
Not really. And I There was a lady in P-Town, Provincetown, Massachusetts, which is at the very tip of the Cape, Cape Cod for you non-locals. And she was found murdered, but they couldn't figure out who she was. And I forget, there was a name for her. And for years, they actually have identified her through DNA, because I heard that on a podcast not too long ago. I forget which one. But it was Stephen King's son who thought that he saw that woman who they found murdered and couldn't identify as an extra in the filming of Jaws. Turns out they don't think it was her. But for years, that was one of the quote-unquote conspiracy theories that went around. But yeah, the lady was actually identified fairly recently, within the last 4 or 5 years, and she was murdered by her husband, of course, because it's always the spouse, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, I didn't even think to bring that up, but that was good.
So the next summer blockbuster we're going to talk about is Star Wars, which came out in 1977. Before Star Wars, nobody expected a sci-fi adventure to dominate the box office. But George Lucas changed everything with groundbreaking special effects, a classic hero's journey, and Darth Vader's heavy breathing. Star Wars wasn't just a movie. It became a cultural phenomenon.
And it still is to this day. It is.
At the box office, it grossed $775 million, which is more than $3 billion adjusted for inflation.
And a fun fact for you guys, studio execs thought Star Wars would bomb. Fox even gave the theaters a deal. If they wanted to show the highly anticipated The Other Side of Midnight, they had to agree to show Star Wars 2. And that turned out to be a hilarious bad prediction, I guess, because I've never even heard of The Other Side of Midnight. Have you?
No.
Yeah, I don't even know what that movie is. So moving on, the next one is Jurassic Park. And I'm talking about the original one from 1993. So Steven Spielberg struck again. It included groundbreaking CGI and real animatronics that made the dinosaurs look even more realistic than anything that had been seen before. The T-Rex attack scene is still one of the best sequences in movie history. At the box office, it grossed over $1 billion worldwide, and that is billion with a B.
Fun fact, the T-Rex animatronic was so realistic that crew members got scared whenever it moved unexpectedly between takes.
Yeah, I actually had read somewhere, not too long ago actually, that the T-Rex would suddenly just turn itself on sometimes, and it scared the bejesus out of the cast.
I would be scared.
I would be scared too. That's horrifying actually. Now, for every Jurassic Park, there's a movie disaster that made studios lose millions and left audiences wondering, what were they thinking? The first one was Waterworld, which came out in 1995, and it turned out to be a $175 million disaster. In case you're unfamiliar, Waterworld was a dystopian action movie starring Kevin Costner with a budget that spiraled out of control. Huge delays, destroyed sets, and bad CGI turned this into a financial disaster. At the box office, it only grossed about $264 million. Only, I say. But that means it barely broke even. I've never seen this movie because it looked so bad. I knew better than to go spend my money on it. But here's a fun fact for you guys. The set literally sank during production, adding millions to the already overblown budget.
The next epic fail was the 2013 movie The Lone Ranger, featuring Johnny Depp and a $250 million dollar mistake.
I've never seen that movie either.
Yeah, me either. Disney thought this would be the next Pirates of the Caribbean. Instead, it was a mess. Critics hated it, audience ignored it, and Disney lost $190 million. Fun fact, at one point, Johnny Depp's horse tripped and he almost got trampled.
I did not know that. Also, is it Caribbean or Caribbean? You said Caribbean. I think I fluctuate the way I say it depending on the context of my sentence.
Based on Disney Resort, Caribbean Beach.
Yeah, I call it Caribbean Beach. And I also say Pirates of the Caribbean. But if I was going to go on a vacation to the Caribbean, I would say I'm going to the Caribbean. I wouldn't say I'm going to the Caribbean. Okay. I don't know why I go back and forth, but I don't know. Just one of those weird things I noticed. I thought of it when you said it. Anyway, the last box office fail was Battleship Earth. Also, I have not seen this.
I've seen it. It's a sci-fi one.
Yeah. It came out in 2000, and John Travolta thought that this sci-fi epic would be a hit, but instead it became one of the worst movies ever made. Apparently, it was riddled with terrible acting, awful special effects, and weird camera angles that made audiences laugh instead of cheer. This movie lost $73 million at the box office. And a fun fact is that the actors spent most of the movie leaning forward to appear menacing, and it just made them look weird. I don't know if that's a fun fact or not, but it's a tidbit for you guys.
So what do you think? Did we miss any favorite blockbusters or truly awful flop? Let us know.
I remember, the only one I remember seeing vividly was Independence Day.
Okay.
You know, like the first Independence Day? I remember, I know my sister was there. My brother was probably there because I feel like I was a teenager at the time and we went with our parents. And I remember people had to move because the movie theater was so full and there weren't enough seats for all of us to sit together. So I remember people around us had to move. That's the only summer blockbuster I remember actually going to see or caring about. I don't even know if I cared about it. Was it a good movie? I don't even remember. This was, what, 25 years ago? I don't even remember.
What
was
about
it good?
All the Marvel movies? They came out. Some of them came out during the summer.
I don't consider any of those blockbusters. And have we seen any of the Marvel movies in the theater?
I thought we saw Age of Ultron or the first Avengers.
Oh, we did see the first Avengers movie. Yes, because my boyfriend Jeremy Renner was in that movie, so we saw that on the big screen, because more Jeremy Renner is a good thing.
Yes.
Anyway, yeah, we did see that, but I don't consider any of those blockbusters. Those movies are fine, but they're not, like, awesome.
Well, I think under your definitions, they would be a blockbuster, because...
Although, you are
they
right.
They came out in
right.
the summer,
that's fair.
And they made billions.
Not all of them came out in the summer, though.
Yeah,
I think
that's true.
Marvel has a very ambitious release plan for their different phases, and I think they come out at all different times. I don't know. I'm kind of over the Marvel stuff. I know I'm still watching it because I've watched everything, but I don't have the interest in the Marvel stuff anymore. I think they went too hard, too fast. Anyway, that's just my opinion. But moving on, that's it, actually. That's it for today's episode. We covered the biggest summer blockbusters, the worst flops, and a few behind-the-scenes stories. So, you guys, what's your favorite summer blockbuster? Do you remember anything special? Let us know.
And if you enjoyed this episode, subscribe, leave a review, and share it with your fellow movie lovers. Until the next time, keep the popcorn popping and enjoy the summer movies. See you later, alligator.
In a while, crocodile.